USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rostin Benham, chair of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, testifies before the Senate Committee on Agriculture about the need for better regulation on cryptocurrency in the wake of the FTX cryptocurrency collapse.
We are here today because the latest events involving FTX lay bare the consequences and demand accountability. As I have stated publicly many times before, I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
Confidence in the military is down, with many military-age Americans declining to join in the protection of our country and interests. The Reagan Institute releases an annual survey of public attitudes on national defense, and this year only 48% reported having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. That's down from 70% in 2018 under President Trump. French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Washington, D.C. has been all hugs and kisses, except on one key issue, the massive Inflation Reduction Act bill, which Macron reportedly denounced to U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday as super aggressive toward European companies. A triple emic is being asked for by some health officials.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on President Biden to declare a triple emic emergency. It's related to three upper respiratory illnesses, RSV, flu, and COVID surging across the country at the same time. It's a big issue, especially for young children under one and seniors 65 and up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Florida's chief financial officer said on Thursday his department would pull $2 billion worth of its assets managed by BlackRock Incorporated, the biggest such divestment by a state opposed to the asset manager's climate agenda and skin color over character in the workplace. BlackRock has roughly $8 trillion in assets. Japan, Britain, and Italy will announce an agreement as early as next week to jointly develop a new advanced jet fighter for their militaries. The new security partners believe they can help counter neighboring China's growing military presence. Higher education Yale is being sued for not being diverse enough. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Two Yale University students and alumni filed a lawsuit against the school, alleging that the school discriminates against students with mental health disabilities by failing to provide necessary accommodations and pressuring them to withdraw. The lawsuit, seeking class action status from the U.S. District Court of Connecticut, features accounts by two current students, three former students, and a nonprofit group representing several other students. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For more information, come on by the website, usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.